So I woke up at 4 and it's just after 5 and I need to get back to sleep, but I felt it was important to talk about this memory, and I'll keep it brief. So I saw my friend last night. I hadn't seen her in 35 years, grew up with her as a young kid, and her mother, her name was Vera, was this beautiful German lady that when I was going through a difficult time, because my dad was physically abusive, my mother was just basically absent, they used to bring me to their house, and sometimes I would spend the night, and she just hugged me so tight. It was the best hug. It was such a safe, warm place, acceptance and understanding, and I never remembered my mother hugging me. So it was so important to me to have that. And then I remembered that the same feeling I felt with her, I felt in my last relationship. Like the hug was a hug of acceptance and wanting to love and give to somebody. And as sad as it is, and the disappointment I felt in believing in someone as much as I did him, those sort of feelings were very genuine. There was a very genuine feeling of wanting to love and hug his pain away. And at the same time, I was receiving that from him, I guess. That was our connection. And so my takeaway really is that 35 years later, I can remember Vera's hug like it was yesterday, and touching her urn before I left last night. It was surreal, really, because if you can remember somebody and what they meant to your life in such a profound way 35 years later, then it's not necessarily about the physical person. It's not about anything except what they bring to your life when you need it. And I needed his hugs as much today as I needed hers all those years ago. So I'm thankful. And I think that's what I felt I needed to put on this podcast, is I'm really just thankful for the moments that I've had with people that have been so meaningful, because that doesn't exist very often. So I'm feeling very joyful and appreciative of the times that I've been able to spend that matter.